It is the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show on 860 AM WNLV and W293CX 106.5. Wherever you may be listening, however you may be listening, whether through those particular stations, the TuneIn app, the Simple Radio app, the radio tab on the WisconsinVegetableGardener.com website, or anywhere in between, we are live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I am your host, Joy Barrett. Beside me is my wife, co-host, best friend, and gardening partner,
Holly Baird.
The WisconsinVegetableGardener.com is your destination, containing over 1,000, almost 1,100 garden videos, short and long format, for your entertainment and educational purposes, as well as Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, G+, all of that other stuff. And you can ask questions there, as well as full-length in-studio video and podcast of this particular radio program, as well as segments and interviews in podcast and video form, all on the main page. Radio tab, highlight tab there. Well, let's talk about the topic we have this week, which is houseplants that are oxygen producers that you should at least have one in your home. Now, this was, oxygen is a main, very important for us, and these plants have other properties in addition to the actual oxygen they produce. We've got six of them for you.
Right. So some of these you may have heard of. Maybe you've seen them in not even in a house, but in offices as well. A lot of people will have these at their desk because a lot of them don't necessarily require a lot of sunlight.
Right.
Which one do you want to start with?
We'll start with aloe.
Okay, you're going to start with the aloe. All right. Yeah, aloe is a very, very popular plant. Many people don't realize that it can absorb the carbon dioxide and the carbon monoxide within the plant. So that's kind of nice. But also, it's...
There's a lot of other properties besides making oxygen.
So apparently, it's a natural laxative, so that's good to know. And then it could aid digestion and lower your blood sugar if you take...
Check with your physician.
Right.
Check with your doctor. We're not a doctor show. We're just telling you what research we have found.
Especially if you might be allergic to aloe, that might not be a good idea.
Also, isn't it good for burns? You can bust it.
Oh, yeah, it's good for burns.
Because I remember as a child, we had an aloe, and when you got burnt, they would snap the leaf off and rub the juices on that burn, and it would soothe that pain.
And sunburn.
And sunburn, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you can buy, there's aloe vera juice, which is very good for you. Didn't know that existed until we did some research. Maybe you all knew that already. I certainly didn't.
I know about aloe juice.
I knew about the cream or the in the bottle mm-hmm. that you can get. But you can buy these plants easily at your garden center. You can buy them online as well. And they are very good for the home. And some people have multiple ones of these.
Right. But you can find them at your local home improvement store or get a garden center. So then there's a ficus. You may have heard of ficus. It's just another leafy plant.
It's a tree, isn't
it? It's a tree,
yeah. So this may not be the choice if you're going to go with one of these six plants. You may not want a small tree inside your home based on, like, where you're
and
at.
And it'll drop its leaves.
So.
But you want to avoid this if you have pets or small children because the leaves could possibly be poisonous. And they can be a little bit finicky. So it's a more... If you're looking for a houseplant that's going to be good for your home, but you want low maintenance, ficus might not be the choice for you.
It is a very common houseplant.
It is common. But it's
fidgety.
Yeah,
it can have some problems with the tree there,
right.
In addition to the low light. Now, let's talk about the low light on the aloe plant. Doesn't require a whole lot of sunlight.
No.
It's not like a tomato where it needs 8, 9, 10 hours of sunlight. This thing can sit in the corner, like on the kitchen cabinet, and it'll be fine.
We had an aloe plant for a little bit.
We did, or you
did?
We did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't you remember that?
I don't remember that. I remember we had a cactus once, but...
It didn't do very well.
Okay.
But that wasn't... It was given to us, and it was on its way out.
It was already downhill.
We
don't want to watch it die. We'll give it to you.
Yeah, we decided to try to adopt it or something, and then it was going downhill already, so... Don't let that discourage you from getting an aloe plant.
You want to get a plant. You don't want to try to start any of the stuff from seed.
No.
Let's just make that clear.
A lot of times you can get cuttings, too, from people.
Yeah, you can root the cuttings or propagate the cuttings is the terminology used to get them to root. Another one is a very popular one that many people have is ivy.
This is very common, especially in offices.
It's a must-have herb. It's in the herb family. And if you buy this plant within 6 hours, it will have removed 58% of the what's 58% of what now?
58% of feces particles.
So that some people keep them in their bathroom.
Oh yeah, that's true.
To purify the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, 60% of the toxins in the air. This will occur within 6 hours of bringing the plant into that particular room. And these can get viney.
They get viney.
So if they're very popular house plant.
Yeah, you can cut them back.
Right.
You know, and if you know somebody, maybe you have an ivy plant, and you're like, hey,
I
have a lot of it. You can grow them from a cutting. You just put them in some soil or water, and they'll grow from a cutting.
And a lot of people use them in hanging baskets, and they'll drape them next to like a big window.
Yeah.
Another one is a spider plant.
Now, we've all kind of seen this. It's kind of, I don't know what the word is. It looks like a spider.
It's got multiple.
It hangs over. It's got multiple long leaves. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times you'll see them hanging and hangs over the basket. And so it can perform photosynthesis under minimal light.
Minimal. That's little to very, almost nothing. So
and
that's
it can absorb toxins from the air such as carbon monoxide, formaldehyde, and gasoline. And now you might think, okay, what does formaldehyde have to do with... Because I noticed that on the I think it was the aloe. It's the ficus. The ficus can absorb formaldehyde too. And you might think, why would I have formaldehyde in my home?
Floating around, yeah.
But many people don't realize formaldehyde exists in your carpet, it exists in your furnishings.
Some cardboard also contains formaldehyde.
And even some drapes.
And based on how much you want to... take into realization and understanding there's a lot of chemicals, there's a lot of stuff that's not good for us that we come in encounter with on a daily basis.
No, and we also, there's things called VOCs, which actually a lot of times are in different things like laundry soap, fabric softener.
This is a toxin as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And they are called volatile organic chemicals, and they exist too, so and you're breathing those in a lot of times. So it's good to have these houseplants to kind of help filter the air a bit.
And another one is the snake plant, and it has vertical, sharp-looking leaf structures of dark and light green pigmentation.
Yeah, it looks. I think that's the one that they call his mother-in-law's tongue.
That's what I. There's a similar plant.
Similar.
Yeah, there's a similar, but it has the
but
same
it has
structure.
The, yeah, it has the same structure. Yeah. Just. I don't know why they would call it a snake plant, but that's okay. And it produces oxygen at night.
Okay.
So you could have that in the bedroom or wherever. And it's, again, another one that does produce a photosynthesis under minimal light.
It's a very hardy indoor plant that you can grow about anywhere. So if you're one of these people that you're not a gardener and I kill everything I touch, the snake plant might be what you want to get. Beneficial for your home, as well as you can't really kill it very easily, at least if you try. I guess anything's possible.
Well, I think a lot of times it's a matter of making sure they're watered, and many people don't.
At the correct time.
At the correct
we talked
time.
About what we, when we had William Moss on a couple of the two times. It's not that you water, people water too frequently. That's the other problem. A lot of these plants in nature, they it's set up to where they're located at, that they only get water certain periods of time. When you water it every day or every other day or every week, that plant is absorbing too much water and it messes up its cycle.
Well, right. And my mom has a house plant above her fridge, and she said that she only waters it when it basically is about...
It's screaming, I need water, and I'm going to die. Yeah.
And then she waters it, and then so the cycle continues, but it's good for the plants live for a long time, and so it's not the worst thing for that plant.
Overwatering and underwatering are devastational on both levels. So that's that. So 6 house plants that you have, you can grow. Oh, we got one more here.
The peace lily.
I thought we only had 5, but there you go. Okay, good.
I've seen these like in office buildings, mm-hmm. you know, medical buildings, things like that, dentist offices, because they do put on a little bit of a flower.
Yes, they do.
But they can grow from 16 inches tall to 6 feet high. So you may want to make sure you get the variety depending on what you want to do. You might not want the 6 feet tall one.
And just like the rest of them, it removes the toxins from the air and also formaldehyde, like we talked about earlier, and it's well versed in cleaning and producing a lot of oxygen for your home, your office, whatever the case is. So with that being said, six houseplants that you can buy and help in your home and maybe make the winter, and well, they're good for year-round. It's not just, you know, just the winter thing. It's a year-round thing. So